good day situation. I'm Doug Steffen, and this is the Good Day program. P.S. Nobody says that you have to be perfect. You just have to be ready for the day in some way, shape, or form. And so that's what we're going to try to do. This Thursday, the 1st of August. Wow, he's owie. Why is it we make so much about I'm not making it up, but I mean, how much focus there is on days and times. It seems that many of us think that the time is going so quickly, and it is. It isn't that it feels like it. It really is going very quickly. I can remember coming back, actually driving Meredith back from Florida the first week of April, and we spent a day on the side of the road. It seems like having a flat tire. That's like months and months ago. May, June, July gone by since then. A quarter of the year. So anyway, as we think about that, Ken Kessler and I will not become overly philosophical because we've got to deal with the issues of the day, important stories that are happening, things that will be of interest and importance to you, let's hope anyway. And Bradley Manning is still pretty much on the top of the discussion heap, as one might expect. Bradley Manning convicted, and now the sentencing phase has begun. That'll take some time. Military prosecutors plan to call as many as 20 witnesses. Why are they making such a big deal out of this? Why doesn't somebody just say, life, or 20 years, or I mean, what's the big deal, Kenny? What am I missing here?
That's a good question. I was really surprised when I saw that they're expecting this to almost take a month for the sentencing phase. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. It seems like, okay, he was convicted. That should be the hard part.
Yep. 888-302-3684. So what are people saying? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter we go also at Good Day Show. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So what do we hear from folks who are not able to use the phone?
Norman says Manning deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
Ooh.
That's interesting.
That is interesting, yeah.
Someone using the name Chappers says, it's fortunate Manning won't likely get the life sentence. Guess he'll have to settle for 136 years instead.
Hmm. What's that number based on?
That's what they said the maximum is.
Would be. That's right, too, yeah.
136 years.
Yeah.
And Jaden says, the conviction of Manning makes it increasingly likely that Assange will be next, the U.S. claiming he was a co-conspirator.
Yeah. Well, how are you going to get at him? He's not going to let that happen. Assange isn't going anywhere from where he is unless he knows he can go someplace and be safe. That's pretty sure. That's a sure bet. 888-302-3684. All right, so Bill O'Reilly had military analyst Colonel Ralph Peters on with him. Peters says Manning is guilty. Yep, if he is, the United States Army is also I'm using this term because it became popular during the Nixon years, the unindicted co-conspirator. But anyway, is the United States Army to blame? Let's listen to this.
Tell me why the Army is partially responsible for this.
Well, Bill, first of all, I want to make it clear. I have zero sympathy with Bradley Manning. He betrayed his country. But the U.S. Army had, as with Major Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter, had multiple chances to stop him, and they didn't take it because of a combination of the hunger for warm bodies, political correctness, apathy, bureaucracy. And Manning, as we know, even from sources such as the New York Times, his defender, and other journalistic sources, a book about him, general reports, we know he had a troubled youth. In my day, he would not even have gotten a security clearance to begin with. And while in the Army, he was reportedly on the way out at basic training, stopped it, kept him in. They needed warm bodies. At Fort Drum, at his first post, he was reportedly referred for mental health counseling. That got glossed over, kept a security clearance. The units just kept passing him on, winds up in Iraq. According to even the New York Times, he assaulted a superior, had multiple violent tantrums of acting out, and only too late, was his access to highly classified information terminated or suspended, really. So this was something that, while Manning is guilty, and And the judge said that. Guilty on 20 of 22 counts. Nonetheless, the Army's hunger for fresh meat, sloppy caretaking of intelligence after 9/11, where they just expanded the number of clearances hugely. I'm not arguing for any lighter sentence for Manning, but the Army
you're painting a pretty damning picture that the Army, which knew, according to these reports, that you had an unstable guy, the unstable guy was given access to documents that were very, very explosive. And then, you know, I mean, his supporters say he's a patriot and he just wanted to show that America was doing wrong things and to improve, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't really matter that if you have an unstable person, you don't give them access to anything like that. In fact, you, as you said, you cashier them, honorable discharge or general discharge. It's like, look, you know, this guy is not quite there. But well, you also write that that part of Manning's problem stemmed from the education system. What's that point?
Yeah, well, let me just point out, too, that Ed Snowden, the NSA leaker, was in the same general boat in the intel community where they needed warm bodies. In my day, he wouldn't have gotten a clearance. Now, I think there's a bigger problem, putting Bradley Manning, Ed Snowden, all of them in context. And even though Manning went to school in Wales for several years, very peevishly anti-American school system in Wales, nonetheless, our culture, our education system, Hollywood, even talk shows have created this idea that our government is bad. Look at what kids learn or don't learn in school. They learn about Hiroshima and Hiroshima and Nagasaki, not about the Bataan Death March. They learn about the evils of slavery, but not that hundreds of thousands of Americans died to end slavery. And the picture they get from K through 12 through grad school is that America is somehow bad. I mean, clearly Ed Snowden had that idea. Clearly Bradley Manning figured, oh, America's somehow evil. And we keep bombarding our children with the idea that our country is not the greatest in the world, but among the worst.
In some ways, it is. In other ways, it's not. In other ways, it's the most wonderful place in the world. But to hold up America as this shining beacon of light and my country can do no wrong and all that other stuff, when you see example after example after example after example of us screwing up, and the management is, as he just pointed out, not capable of screening out the bad people. Manning, a bad guy, maybe not a bad guy, but not a good person to be in the Army. And the NSA, looking at Snowden, he's not a good guy to have been in the NSA either. So why is it that we're having a hard time attracting people? Is it because we teach all these things in school that seem to be anti-American? I would agree with that. I think our school system sucks, frankly, not to put too fine a point on it. We have allowed the school system to become taken over by a basically politically correct bunch of boobs who focus on things that are negative. There are plenty of negative things that we ought to focus on, but there are a lot of positive things and things that just are not taught. We don't even teach people how the government works anymore. And that's the government's fault, and we're the government. So if you want to put the blame on any of this stuff, look in the mirror. That's where you actually it stops. You. You're the reason things are as screwed up as they are, because you let them get to be this way. We have let the government become all-powerful, all-judgmental, all-involved in everything. That's your fault. You've done that by not getting yourself involved to the hilt. Instead, you sit in front of the television set or the computer and play games or whatever it is. As the sun comes up today, there are more people trying to manage your life who work for the government than there were yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before that. And that's your fault. You want to fix the problem, then look at you and understand what it is about you that keeps giving into or giving over to this. You can say, well, what'll I do? I don't know. Talk to your friends and neighbors about what's going on. Be involved in the school committee, the selectmen, the city council, local boards and agencies. Don't leave it to somebody else, because when it gets left to somebody else, we have what we have, a mess. And it's not getting any better. I don't see it getting any better. It may, when there's some kind of wholesale revolt, when people have just said, I've had enough. But the reason things aren't taught in school, they ought to be taught in school, is because of parental lack of involvement. or enough of the. It's not the consensus. It's a group of people of special interests that push their agendas to get things through the school committee. And the government spending money, saying to the state, if you don't teach the way we want you to teach, we're not going to send you any money. So that slows down expansion. And these powers, the hungry zealots who run the school systems and who are chairman of the board of selectmen or the city council people, they don't want power and control. That's what it's all about. That's what politics is all about. So, I mean, that's a broad brush. But I think this guy is right on, frankly. 888-302-3684. We're talking about Bradley Manning. I'm sure there's going to be some caller input on all this stuff. 18 after the hour.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store, like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Maybach steel piccolo snare drums, 81% off list, $49. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Right now, buy any backpack or messenger bag and get all but a penny back in Max Perks rewards. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 3rd. Available in store only. Limit 2, restrictions apply.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Not a member yet? Not a problem. Shop Sam's Club during our open house, August 2nd through 4th. Everyone's invited to shop the club with no membership required. Come in and see how much you can save at our Sam's Club open house this weekend only. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl. Gargantua love pterodactyl.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusion supply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking. Yeah!
Callers, I've been coming here on the Bradley Manning reality, 888-302-DOUG.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I expect that many people will hear this song a number of times today, Kenny.
I've done this both ways. The Buggles and the Bugles. The song.
Buggles.
The Buggles, okay.
It was the first song played on MTV, which debuted today on this date, 1981, 12:01 a.m. And there were five VJs, Martha Quinn, Nina Blackwood, Mark Goodman, J.J. Jackson, and Alan Hunter, targeting those late teens, early 20s. And MTV has become a lot of different things. Now there are news programs on MTV and drama, game shows, comedy shows, dance shows, all kinds of things. I've never really actually spent much time other than, as a curiosity, checking out MTV. How much time did you spend when you were a kid, Kenny, watching MTV?
I spent a lot of time in the 80s, well, the first half of the 80s anyway, watching MTV.
What'd you get out of it?
It was new. Entertainment.
Yeah.
Putting a face on some of the things you hear on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I suppose the artist, that sort of thing, that becomes a fun thing.
All right, so hello and happy birthday to MTV. It's the 1st of August, 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Now a focus on your thoughts regarding Mr. Manning. Bradley Manning is the top of the food chain as far as conversation is concerned, a lot of news talk radio stations, and that's where we get a lot of the input for this hour, getting what you are thinking and other people are thinking on top, and you can agree or disagree. Here's Sheldon in Louisiana. Mr. Manning ought to be treated like a hero, so he says.
I am so glad that our young kids are standing up exposing the injustices that are happening around the world. And they're putting their life at risk, like Edward Snowden and Bradley Manning. And I think that this young man is a hero and should be commended for not caring about his own well-being, but the well-being of society and showing the atrocities that are happening. If you look at what happened in Iraq, it's terrible. It's chaotic. The war set these people back, I don't know how many years, but we should stand by these young people. They're fighting for better wages. They're exposing the atrocities that are happening with us. And we should applaud him.
All right, so there's somebody who says Bradley Manning is a good person, did the right thing. 888-302-3684, Sylvia in Michigan, with a focus on whistleblowers.
I think that he's not a hero. First of all, when you induct yourself into the military, you know you're going to have to be taking an oath to secrecy. If you don't think you can uphold that oath, then don't induct yourself into the military. Many soldiers see things through their whole entire military career that they don't like, but they don't open their mouth. And I think there's money behind these people, Snowden, Assange, and this Manning, and I think they take specific people that have very weak minds and probably tell them they won't be prosecuted. But where were all these people when Bush was president? I mean, all of a sudden Obama becomes president, and there's tons of these people. And I think it's really a conspiracy against the Obama administration.
Really? That's kind of interesting, isn't it, huh? 888-302-3684. Okay, so... Let's move our focus. A half hour on this is enough. The fast food strikes and what they mean in a lot of different ways, actually, coming up 28 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Did you know that every 3 minutes someone on Earth reports a UFO? Or that the French eat more than 200 million frogs a year? These are a few of the obscure yet amazing facts found in the book series, Uncle John's Bathroom Reader.
That unique book series featuring trivia and short essays on a myriad of subjects, with over 15 million books in print, is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. We spoke with Editor-in-Chief Gordon Uncle John Javna about the origin of the series and their latest book edition, entitled Uncle John's Fully Loaded 25th Anniversary Bathroom Reader.
The topics range from politics and history to sports, pop culture, wordplay, all kinds of things. About 10 years ago, we decided if you're doing a bathroom reader and you want to include some history, for instance, really, because it's a digest format and we want to be sure that we include the other kinds of topics, we're limited to how much we can put in. So we decided to do, first we did a book called Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, Plunges into History. And then we did one about science, and then we did another one about history, and we've done one on television, we've done one on, we love sports. So we did a book on called Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, tees off on golf. There's a lot of people like to read golf books, but it's a great... topic for a bathroom reader because there's history, there's characters, there's origins, there's all kinds of all the things that we put into a regular bathroom reader you could put into a single topic bathroom reader.
Visit us on the web at Insight Daily.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival survival seed vaults for less than one of theirs. The survival seed vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Thursday, 1st of August is upon us. Ken Kessler and I working our way through some of the issues of the day. Sometimes you get stuck on one or two or three things, and oftentimes they're strange, or they are about strange people. The story is strange, or the people are strange, and maybe both of those things are what has brought us around to Anthony Weiner. I thought it was pretty interesting. Showtime talking a lot about Masters of Sex. CBS cable channel Showtime has created the research story of Masters and Johnson, but somebody thought this was a show about the New York mayoral race.
Anyway,
speaking of New York, radio host John Gambling talking to political analyst Robert Zimmerman about the impact Mr. Weiner is having on the Democratic Party, not only in New York, but around the country.
How badly, Robert, do the Democrats want Anthony Weiner to go poof?
Well, I think it's one of the few things you've seen the Democrats united on, actually. It's one of the few times you've seen the Democratic Party so united from Washington.
Well, I mean, do you think that it's killing the whole game?
No, not at all. I mean, the reality is, whether Anthony Weiner drops out or he stays in through September 10th when the primary is, this soap opera ends by September 10th. Clearly, it's been a distraction from talking about the real issues that, very frankly, are what a campaign should be about. But at the end of the day, this whole saga ends by September 10th when we have a primary, then we go into the runoff. Full disclosure, as you know, I'm supporting Chris Quinn proudly and publicly, and honored to support her candidacy. I think she'll be a great mayor for New York. But the point here is the Weiner candidacy is, yes, it is frustrating. It is annoying. It's annoying and frustrating because of the non-issue relations to it,
but
the soap opera to it. But
I have a question for you, a but question. But is it helping your candidate and helping the other Democratic candidates because it is obscuring the conversation and they sort of get a pass on a certain number of days?
Well, we've got a primary coming up September 10th, and when this story dies down, we're going to get back to business. So no one gets a pass to City Hall, and no one gets a pass in a New York Democratic primary. So has it taken the focus away from the candidates for the moment? Absolutely. But is it going to come back into full focus and be a full debate? Of course it will.
All right. Tell me what you know about the Clinton involvement here. Have there been phone calls to the Wiener camp, as far as you know?
You know, there's an old expression in politics. Those who know don't talk, and those who talk don't know. And so I have no clue. Nor would I really, quite frankly. This is such, you know, Huma Abedin is such an extraordinary woman, and she is, of course, so close to Hillary Clinton. It's a very personal matter, and I don't think we'll ever know, nor should we know, about their personal discussion about this process. And ultimately, it's not going to be, you know, there's a lot of talk, what does this mean for Hillary Clinton if she runs in 2016? The answer is nothing. And, you know, this type of topic is a great focus for political pundits for too much time on their hands. And very frankly, if aliens landed on the planet, John, then you'd have political pundits saying, what does it mean to Hillary Clinton in 2016? but the reality is nothing.
I think he's right about that. The news media tries to make something out of nothing here. We've all sort of speculated and chuckled about whether there's some kind of physical, intimate relation, sexual relationship between the two of them. But it's all speculation and BS, and one seed gets planted and it spreads and grows like a weed everywhere. It's kind of annoying, but yet it is the way people are, and I'm certainly not here to be an arbiter of taste just to tell you what's going on, although I'll throw in my 2 cents worth and think that at least with that, it ought not to have anything to do with what really happens, and all of the speculation is just that. It's like the stuff that comes out of my cows. There's a lot of it. It gets piled up. And and as it ages, it gets harder. 888-302-3684. All right, so now we get into the fast food strike. This really is kind of an interesting story, Kenny, in a sense. These strikes going on in several cities around the country. Did they get better, worse, the same yesterday?
I think there was there were a few more. I don't know if there were a few more cities or just more people who got involved and were picketing, but I don't know that anything. I can't imagine anything's really going to come of it.
All right. Well, let's listen. It has become. It's an interesting thing to look at how much more it would cost to buy fast food if people were paid more money to serve it to you. Here's how the whole thing started. The report from talk show host Bruce St. James. No, I think we did that. Let's move to the Jake Tapper interview with Congressman Keith Ellison, who's on the side of the strikers, as it turns out.
I get that it's tough, if not impossible, to make ends meet at $7.25 an hour, the federal minimum wage, but some economists say a hike in the wage will reduce hiring or at least reduce hours, and that the recovery right now is too fragile to start that chain reaction that will ultimately hurt workers. Your response?
Well, there's a lot of economists who disagree with that, but funny how the economy's not too fragile for CEOs to be paid like $4.9 million in 4 months. I mean, the CEO of Wendy's, where I was standing with workers yesterday, made that amount. That's a substantial amount of money and a significant amount per hour. We can pay CEOs, but we won't pay people who actually make the hamburgers and say that we just can't do it. We would, but we just can't do it because the economy's too fragile. If the economy's too fragile to raise workers' wages, it's too fragile for exorbitant CEO pay, too.
Congressman, what are my concerns that imposing higher wages, a higher minimum wage, federal minimum wage, will speed up plans to phase out workers altogether in some roles? There was a study I heard that an individual from a pro-business group talking about how workers are going to be replaced with computer technology. I think the group EPI, the Employment Policies Institute, they said that some chains are already experimenting with electronic menus where you can order on an iPad device, and that this move could hasten that, meaning fewer workers altogether.
Well, you know, technology in our economy is a reality. They've done it with parking lot attendants and things like that. But I still don't believe that you're going to be able to have a fast food restaurant that relies on people to serve, to welcome, to make proper food, to make sure it's made in a quality way, to make sure that the place is clean and well-managed and in good working order. You need people for that. And so I doubt that truth, that is true. I will tell you this, though. There are ample number of economists who have said that if you increase the minimum wage, it would significantly improve our macroeconomy, not to mention the individual budgets of the people who work there.
Congressman,
and as I said before, the executives are getting paid record amounts. And so why not something for the people who actually do the work on the ground?
Oh, come on. That argument is so old, it's trash. I'm so tired of listening to these phony BSing politicians talk about the pay of the CEO as if that made a difference. The guy making a hamburger needs to make $1 million a year. Right. If it wasn't for, and this isn't the case always, because there are some CEOs that aren't worth what they get paid. And that's, you see that in the results of whatever is going on in the corporation. But the guy at the top, where the buck stops, who determines whether a person is worth $8 an hour, $80 an hour, $800 an hour, $8,000 an hour? Why should you be the determiner of that? Unless you're actually running the board of directors of a corporation, it's none of your business what these people get paid. And these hacks, like this guy Ellison, just a complete hackster who just plays on things like this. These phonies, they really they really dig a hole someplace in my head. I don't know about you, Kenny, but I've worked for minimum wage when I was a kid. I worked for $1.45 an hour on a radio station in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. What did it do for me? It got me a job, and it got me to further my experience. And so whether you need experience flipping hamburgers, there are a lot of lessons learned about life working in a fast food restaurant, I would think. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Working in any minimum wage job, there is lots to be learned.
And so, I got to take a deep breath here.
I don't understand the entitlement mentality.
Yeah.
I guess is what it is, because I had a job when I was in high school, and it was minimum wage, and it put gas in my car, and that's all I needed it to do.
Yeah.
And when I got older and I wanted to get into radio, and I was earning $3.50 an hour at that point.
Yeah.
It's not enough to live on, so I got a second job.
Yeah.
And I got some experience, and when I had some experience, I got a better-paying job.
Hmm.
And it just seems like nobody wants to do that anymore.
Well, we've entitled everybody to have something that people who start want to have the same amount of money coming into their pocket as people who have been doing the job for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. It's not practical, nor is it reality, nor should it be the way. You ought to be paid for your experience and your knowledge. 888-302-3684. Here's radio host Mark Reardon, has a woman on a program that he's hosting that has several of these fast food restaurants, and here's what she thinks about the strike.
Did you have workers at your restaurant walk off this week?
We did not. They were aware of the activities, and they elected to stay and do their job.
So what, just typically, do you pay most of the workers minimum wage at the fast food restaurant, or does it vary based on experience?
Well, it varies. I would say the majority of them come in at the minimum wage level. And then depending on their performance and, you know, their work ethic and their ability to perform, their wage can go up from there. We go all the way up to salaried managers, and we have additional salaried, you know, part-time managers and assistant managers.
One of the things that we hear in the discussion on this nationally is that there are employees that are 30 years old, maybe 30 and older. They're not young workers necessarily, just getting started, that are still stuck in these minimum wage jobs, and that's just not enough to live on and to raise a family. How would you, as a business owner, as someone who owns fast food restaurants, respond to that?
Well, my husband and I went and looked when this discussion has been on KMOX in the last couple of days. We went and looked at our books, and we have 58 employees. There are 6 out of the 58 who are over 30. And out of the 58 employees, there are 3 employees who have dependent children who rely upon the money that they bring home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do we have some of those workers? Yes. Is it the majority that some people are throwing around? That's not our experience.
Some of us, I guess, always looked at these entry-level jobs, you know, where you make minimum wage an hour as a starting point, not necessarily something where you could, you know, raise a family and live off of anyway. That's where I think some of the divide comes into play.
Well, I would say that's correct. My husband and I actually met when we both had minimum wage jobs. And, you know, that was certainly an entry-level position. We were clearly much younger then. But we decided, you know, we did have an education, which we were lucky to receive, that we did have some assistance with that. But we, you know, a lot of what we have now in terms of owning our own business and helping to employ other people and making our way in the world is based on a lot of really hard work and a lot of sacrifice on our part. We didn't spend, you know, there wasn't we were careful with our spending, we were careful with our credit, and we were able to take that and build upon it and then expand to where we are today.
Yeah, the people who put their neck on the line, their wallet on the line, whatever their livelihood is, ought to be determined on, in fact, how much they have put on the line, it seems to me. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustics, 74% off list, $89. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Thomas, Hilton, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In today's immigration debates, Congress is considering whether to extend citizenship to certain groups it deems worthy. Minors who are brought to America by their parents, people who serve in the military, graduates with degrees in engineering or technology, agricultural workers, and others. It's easy to understand the case for each of those groups and more. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we would realize how un-American it is to grant special privileges to special groups. Our nation was founded on the core principle that all people are created equal under the law, and all are entitled to equal protection and equal rights. Congress ought to fix a problem for all in the same way. Picking winners also means picking losers, and that is not the government's job.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's biggest back to school sale Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Running.
Are you really gonna drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Right now, buy any backpack or messenger bag and get all but a penny back in Max Perks rewards. Office Max, the hot deal start here. Offer ends August 3rd. Available in store only. Limit 2, restrictions apply.
news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Ken Kessler. And it's scandal time. Scandal segment even on Good Day. Starting with the mayor of your fair city, Kenny, of San Diego, Bob Filner, seems to not know how to get out of his own way. This is an excerpt, as you know, in this hour we take a lot of programs that Kenny monitors and take excerpts from them to kind of let you know what's going on with the thoughts of people that are doing these programs. Here's Chris Merrill and Linda Martin talking about another scandal to hit this mayor.
Now we find out that the group, what was it, the whatever the coalition is for the Organization of Iranian and American Communities. There we go. Organization of Iranian and American Communities. They met in France, and Filner said, no, they're a nonprofit. They paid for everything, which is totally legit. Nonprofits are allowed to make sizable donations, I guess, to politicians, which seems shady to me anyway. But there are different classifications, the 501c3 and the 5032s and all that other crap. So there are different rules that they all have to follow. And it's all based on IRS law, and then it gets really deep into the garbage. So the mayor said, oh, no, they're a 501c3. It's totally okay.
But then they found out they're not.
Oh, surprise! The IRS has no record of them being a 501c3. Now, Filner's come out, and he says, well, they lied. They lied. They told me they were, but they were liars. So here's Filner's statement. I've become aware that the OIAC's representations regarding its nonprofit status were inaccurate. For this reason, I will reimburse OIAC for all amounts it paid for my travel expenses to participate in its international conference in Paris, France, above the $440 gift limit.
And that gift, or whatever he got, was what, $9,000?
$9,839. So he's going to have to pay back about $9,400.
And this doesn't even include, though, his security detail, though.
We still have to pay for that. And that was $22,000, and they missed the flight. So that was $22,000 of taxpayer dollars that went to nothing. To me, this is reason to sign a recall petition.
Is there a recall petition working for him, Kenny?
I think there are two.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't they combine their forces? And it only takes one, right? Why would there be two?
I think there's so much. There's this stuff about the gifts, and there's now 8 women that have come forward.
Huh.
It's quite a mess.
Yeah. Another great politician, right? Another public servant. All right, so speaking of that, you know, one of my favorite targets is the TSA, and the reason for them being a target is because they are really screwed up. Here is Taco's Leland Conway talking about this report that came out this week on some of the misconduct being carried out by those who work at the TSA.
This is scary. There's a new report out on the TSA, and it was done by the Government Accountability Office, that says that the misconduct by Transportation Security Administration workers has increased by more than 26% in the last 3 years. Now, some of the most serious violations that they have pointed out are employees sleeping on the job. Again, that should make you feel safe. Letting family and friends go without being screened. Leaving work without permission. And stealing. In fact, the GAO, that's the Government Accountability Office, released a report that says that there were more than 9,000 cases of such misconduct in a 3-year span. Now, assuming that when they find such misconduct, the TSA fires those individuals, there's only 56,000 TSA employees. That's close to 20%. That's over 20% of the employees then. Unless, of course, you're willing to say that the TSA doesn't really do anything about it and these are repeat offenders, which is, I don't know, which is worse. The fact that 2 out of 10 might steal your stuff or sleep on the job or let somebody around security or just walk off and leave, or the fact that they don't fire people when they do that, which would be worse in your mind. Because remember, you're being violated. I understand, you've decided that's okay. You've decided that's okay. But when you've decided that's okay, don't you expect the people who are violating your rights for your safety to do it in a professional way? There were at least 56 members of the TSA who were convicted of serious thievery. Former TSA employees Persad Komar and Devon Webb pleaded guilty last year to stealing $40,000 from a checked bag at New York's JFK. In 2011, Officer Al Rimey pleaded guilty, saying that he stole between $10,000 and $30,000 cash from travelers as they passed through a security checkpoint. The way he got away with it for so long was he would just kick up some dough to his supervisor. And his supervisor would just keep his mouth shut. So he bribed his supervisor.
Perfect, right? A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.